Living Emunah, number 22. Don't lose hope. Hashem is described as Matzmiach Yeshua, he who makes salvation sprouts. Occasionally, when a person is confronted by a certain problem, he turns to Hashem in prayer and sees that the situation worsens. Instinctively, he may begin to think to himself, why should I bother praying? It only makes things worse. At such moments, one must remember that Hashem is Matzmiach Yeshua. He brings forth salvation like the ground brings forth produce. When a seed is placed in the ground, it first disintegrates before taking root and developing into a plant. An impatient person will be unable to wait for this process to unfold and will dig up the seed soon after it's been planted and see that yes, it's decayed. The person will then despair. He may think the seed will never produce fruit. But someone who understands how the produce works will trust in the ground's ability to develop the decayed remnants of the seed into nourishing and delicious produce. And he will happily invest the effort and labor, watering and tending to his crops to ensure that they grow properly. Once we understand that Hashem is Matzmiach Yeshua, that our Yeshua, our salvation from Hashem at times, grows slowly and gradually like vegetation, we will be able to wait patiently, trust that our salvation will come, and invest in the necessary work and effort in heartfelt tefillah, prayer. There is no reason to despair when we see the situation deteriorating. This is the process of decay that ultimately produces the desired result. All too often, we feel despair the moment before the Yeshua, the salvation, arrives. This phenomenon has been compared to an infant who awakens in the middle of the night crying for a bottle. His mother goes downstairs and prepares the bottle as the baby continues to cry. As the infant grows more and more desperate, his shrieks intensify, reaching their peak the moment before the bottle is inserted into the baby's mouth. His salvation is being prepared. The bottle is right in front of the baby's mouth, but he doesn't realize it, and so he cries louder and louder. Similarly, our most powerful and potent prayers are those recited at the moment when all hope seems lost, when we find ourselves on the brink of despair, and these are precisely the prayers born out of desperation that bring the Yeshua, the salvation, that we need. After the sin of the golden calf, Hashem tells Moshe, Herif mimeni v'ashmidein. Let me be and I shall annihilate them. No situation could possibly be as hopeless as this, when Hashem openly declares his decision to destroy Am Yisrael, the Jewish people. The Gemara in Brachos teaches, Miyad nitchazek Moshe b'tfilah. Moshe immediately strengthened himself in prayer. At that disheartening moment, when it seemed like there was no hope, Moshe strengthened himself and prayed on behalf of the people. And this prayer, recited on the brink of despair, was effective in annulling the divine decree of annihilation. Just when we totter on the verge of despair, this is precisely the time to redouble our efforts and pray with even greater faith and with greater determination, recognizing that everything can turn around in an instant.